Your bottom of the hour news starts now, only on 103.3 WZND.
It's currently 56 degrees on the campus of Illinois State University. Good afternoon, I'm Ashley Antonini. Here's your news now at 2:30. In this month's edition of The Bird's Eye View, the WZND News team reported on the construction happening on and around the Illinois State University campus. WZND's Maritza Navarro-Lopez took an inside look at the construction happening at University Lab Schools.
Illinois State University is in a state of transformation. Transformations including our very own laboratory schools, these schools are seeking to update some of their old facilities. University High School's principal, Andrea Markert, expands on the steps they are taking to begin the process.
So I think our biggest update that we have going on is we've begun to raise money for our science lab renovations. Our building was built in the 1960s. Our physical science, our chemistry labs, and one of our biology labs has not been renovated since that time.
However, these changes go beyond renovating old facilities. They are crucial to enhance the learning opportunities for students within these classrooms. Illinois State's Superintendent of Laboratory Schools, Dr. Dana Kinley, has more on the issue.
We want to give pre-service teachers that opportunity to experience realistic classrooms.
Ultimately, these updates are essential. They will enhance learning for their students and create better experiences for pre-service teachers. For Bird's Eye View and WZND, I'm Maritza Navarro-Lopez.
The full podcast is available online at WZND.com. In national news, a truck driver has been arrested after a deadly traffic pileup outside Denver last week. CNN reports Rogel Medeiros faces 36 felonies, including 4 counts of vehicular homicide and 24 counts of attempt first-degree assault. He is also charged with 1 count of reckless driving and 3 counts of crime of violence. 4 people were killed in the accident and 2 were seriously injured. Your sports and 103.3 WZND weather are next. WZND News Time is 2:32. In sports, the Illinois State baseball team will take on another ISU, Indiana State University, tonight. The game starts at 5. You can listen to the entire broadcast right here with pregame starting at 4:50 on the pulse of Redbird Nation. And in MLB action, the White Sox will play tonight. First pitch is at 7:10 against the Red Sox. Taking a look at your 103.3 WZND weather forecast, it is currently 56 degrees and cloudy in Bloomington Normal. Tonight, the low will hit 43 with cloudy skies, rolling into tomorrow, a high of 64 and a low of 44. With 60 newscasts a week and 24/7 online coverage, WZND brings you your news now. I'm Ashley Antonini.